You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Welcome to another episode of the Guided Collective podcast, and it is one of the crowd favorites. It is time for an energy forecast, this time looking specifically to the month ahead of November. I kind of can't even fathom that I am recording this right now. It just seems, I don't know where this year has gone. And I feel like I end up saying that every time I am recording one of these podcasts. But if you are here, it is no doubt because you're interested to know what the energy forecast for the month ahead is. And right off the bat, I want to let you know I'm kind of excited by what I'm tuning into for November. So the cards that I have drawn for November are Explore and Beginnings. The overriding feeling that I have for the month ahead is a sensation of lightness and happiness, and that is usually the kind of feeling that would come up with the beginning card. There is some big change. There is a very big change here. Now, my logical mind is curious as to whether this is pointing to the US elections. You might remember, I've said this before on the podcast, that I turn over all of the cards at least a year in advance now. In October of 2019, I was working on this year's forecast. So they're turned over well in advance, but I'm only sitting down to record this and to tune into it what is currently mid-October. So look, I'm going to leave a question mark for the minute over the US elections specifically, but generally speaking, there is this feeling of lightness, joy, celebration, that sense of beginning that comes. Now, in my own personal life, it is gearing up to be a month where we will have a lot of celebrations, my birthday month, but we also have some other family members and some other very exciting family occasions coming up, which certainly bring that sense of excitement. But when I tune in, it's not just that. So this will apply to the collective as well as to many of us individually. So what I mean by that is, of course, not every single one of us, you know, all 7 billion or 8 billion people on the planet are going to have a happy month. That is not necessarily what I'm saying. But instead that there's this overarching feeling that even if you don't feel that happiness or the change or the beginning directly, there is going to be an indirect knock-on effect for you. And so at a very collective level, at a mass level, we are moving into a phase of beginnings. So that brings with it change, and there's still quite a lot of change here. Now, what also will happen with this change is that there's those of us who will feel what I'm describing, the excitement, the joy, the celebration, and the lightness. But there will be others who won't be so excited by the changes. And we can think about this in our own life. When change comes, sometimes we're really excited and relieved, and then other times there are changes that come that catch us off guard, or we're reluctant to make those changes and we can't necessarily see the benefit of those in the big picture. So if you happen to fall into that camp, in order to move into a beginning, there is usually an ending. So what I also want to point to here is the overarching theme for the last quarter of 2020. And I spoke about this in the October forecast. So if you haven't listened, you might want to go back and tune in. The card for the last quarter is Set Free. So right throughout the last few months of this year, we're being asked to set free, to let go of, to allow change to come sweeping in. That is very apparent in November. And so it's going to be easier to move into these new beginnings when we find it easier to let go of who or what we're being asked to let go of. If I am focusing in on the US elections, we could also interpret that to how easily the guy in charge is willing to let go. So, some interesting things to keep watch on. Now, I want to talk about the Explore card here in particular. So, whenever the Explore card turns up in a reading, it is a prompt for us to explore our options. It's a prompt for us to be inquisitive and asking questions and essentially trying things on for size. So to have the Explore card and the Beginnings card here together implies to me that whatever the new beginning is may not be locked in stone. There might be this sort of dunking our toe in the water, so to speak. We're trying something on. So at a collective level, there's an adjustment period that is going to require us to explore, well, what might this beginning look like? What might it look like to try something new, to try a new way, or to think a bit differently about the beginning that is in front of us? So this element of exploration is asking us to stay light on our feet. It is asking us to be somewhat non-attached, which is going to be quite challenging, I feel. For some of us, that will be easier. And of course, the more that we've practiced non-attachment through things like meditation or surrender or even a gratitude practice can often help us practice a non-attachment. So the more non-attached we are to outcomes or to a fixed beginning, the easier we are likely to find this period and this time. Now, whatever is starting here, whatever this new beginning is, that's not necessarily, it's not like the kind of thunderbolt of like, here is the new change. It feels like it's sort of washing in and rolling in, and there are layers of joy and excitement as the beginning unravels. So there's certainly an element here of, oh, wow, that means this. And then that thought settles and it's like, oh, wow, so that means, you know, the next thing. It's like, oh, okay, let's let that settle. So there's almost like this wave or this cycle to the beginning that is allowing awareness, appreciation, and exploration to unravel, to awaken, to unfold. It doesn't feel like this sort of lightning bolt, sudden jolt. If there is a sudden jolt, there is something still about this that is going to take some time to take hold. So while I am talking about November having this feeling of exploration and beginning, I feel like we may not even see some of this start to play out or start to anchor in or take hold until around that February, possibly even March of 2021. So, I mean, that does kind of play in a little bit to at least what I think I know of the US elections, but I'm not necessarily being shown that. I am only really tapping into the energy and not the specifics of how it may play out. What I would also add here is that whatever is being explored at your individual level, so in your own life, whatever new beginnings, what possibilities, maybe you're thinking into what 2021 may look like. Maybe you're starting to feel into what you are letting go of and what new beginning will come out of that. So at a very micro level, at a very individual level, whatever seeds are being planted, whatever beginning you are exploring, there may still be a few months of trial and error. There may still be a few months of trying something on. And I find this quite interesting because I've just recorded an episode for the podcast around the phases of our soul seeds. So for some of us, there may be this sort of gestation period, or potentially even a conception period here, where it hasn't fully landed, it hasn't fully embedded, and instead we can sort of play around and be in that delightful creative phase of what happens if. And I mean that in a fun way, not the kind of what if of woe and dread. There is something very light and very playful about what we're firstly being asked to bring to this month, and certainly what is available to us this month if we choose it. Now, I want to pivot a little bit because I touched on this before, that not every single person in the world is feeling so positive. There are certainly places throughout Australia right now, specifically our Victorian and particularly Melbourne counterparts, who most likely are not feeling this kind of excitement, unless, of course, your restrictions have begun to ease even more. So, like I said before, every beginning comes from an ending. And so remembering that the last few months of this year, the final quarter's theme is set free. For some of us, we may still be in the thick of letting go, surrendering, and really allowing this very interesting 2020 to be done with. What's also kind of interesting here is, of course, I'm talking about November, and it's a sensation that I normally wouldn't feel is here until December if I'm looking at a calendar year, but there is this ending, this completion. So I don't think that that means that COVID is suddenly eradicated overnight, unfortunately. And I don't feel that it means that we've solved all of the problems of our world in November, as much as I would wish for that to be true. And yet there is something that is coming to an ending here. There is something that is coming to completion, that much of the difficulty, much of the struggle and challenge felt by so many, particularly this year, is being punctuated or even punctured this month. And so as I say that, I mean, you would have even heard me. It's like, punctured. To me, that word brings about letting the air out of the sails. It's the flattening of a tire. It is the pinprick that can allow the exhale. It's a very interesting energy that washes in with that. So perhaps we are going to see this happen on a grand scale, and not to sound like a broken record, but I'm very curious about the US elections. But it may even apply at a more individual level around what we thought was going to be our new beginning may feel deflated. It's really interesting. The energy here has just changed dramatically. If you find yourself in that camp, it's like that towards the end of November and coming into December, we may have more of that feeling. So for the most part, November is feeling much high vibe, a lot more lighter, curious, all of those things that I've been talking about. And then it's almost like towards the late November or possibly into the start of December, where there's this potential for deflation or puncture or letting the air out of something. So it may be that whatever we've been holding on to or whatever beginning we had hoped was going to come may require us to adjust, to pivot, to let go of, and ultimately trust that whatever is coming to fruition here, whatever is this new beginning that's coming to the fore, does have a life of its own. Something I want to reiterate here, something Spirit has just dropped in, is that we have to remind ourselves that when and if those moments come, it doesn't mark the end. It doesn't mark the idea that, it wasn't what we wanted it to be and it didn't work. And, it doesn't have to signal that. It just means that there's another iteration. It just means that there is more to explore, or there may be more to let go of. All right, and then the energy becomes lighter again. So I guess if there is to be a puncture, it is always possible to repair. It is always possible to plug it up if we decide we need to. So I'm changing tack again because the other thing, so for me, for example, I've said that there's lots of great things to celebrate in my personal world in November. That last week of November and the first few days of December is when our school year will wrap up for my kids. And I want to highlight this because November certainly starts to bring with it, at least in Australia, the wrapping up of a school year. It's the wrapping up of our goals for this year. And heaven knows that what we may have intended at the start of the year has gone on a very different course. For others of us, it may be that actually our goals became amplified. It may have been that we hit some of those goals ahead of time or ahead of schedule. So there is something here about November that's also asking us to reflect. It's asking us to reclaim our power in our own life and in our own circumstances, to bring ourselves back to the helm and decide to choose and re-choose what we want for ourselves, for our life, and even what we want to be able to put that full stop on, or that punctuation mark on, in our own life. So for some of us, it will be determining what is stopping, what is leaving, what we are no longer putting up with, tolerating. And then there will be another sense here of, well, I've completed this chapter, I've completed this phase. And so it's the kind of completion of a chapter or completion of a phase that I would normally feel in December. There's something about November, perhaps like school ending, or perhaps maybe it is COVID related, maybe it is with the elections, maybe it is something that I can't clairvoyantly see right now, but there is some sort of full stop coming at a collective level, but also that will trickle down in some way to our personal level. Interestingly enough, the Facebook logo just popped into my mind. So we may even be seeing it with some of our bigger companies, the Facebooks, Twitters, even potentially the Ubers, the Dropboxes, you know, all Stripe, PayPal, any of those sort of bigger companies, particularly it was the Facebook logo that jumped in. There may be something that gets a full stop in November. It may be that the wind in the sails of these big businesses gets knocked out, which if you think about the vast portion of the population who is using something like Facebook, there is a knock-on effect or a trickle-down effect to every single one of those users. Has the wind been taken out of your sail directly? Probably not, but you will still feel the impact of it through an indirect link. So be really curious, and I would love for you guys to share with me if you spot that news before I do. I will have one eye particularly on Facebook, but other larger organizations like it, probably towards the end of November. From a really practical viewpoint, there's a message here for us to remain really grounded throughout the month of November, because there can be, particularly early in the month, this sort of higher, celebratory, happier kind of energy. And maybe that is what has the puncture mark. So we sort of start on this high vibe and then it sort of drops for a bit. So there's something here about keeping really grounded, connecting with the earth. We will need to keep up our fluids. So particularly towards the end of the month and into December, increase your amount of water intake. You may need more sleep. And even as I'm starting to say this, it's like I kind of want to keel over and just go to sleep. And I'm not particularly tired, but there's this sense of like, oh, it's almost like an adrenaline rush that wears off and then there's the crash. So knowing it in advance just means that that period, late November, early December, may require us to spend more time in nature, or if you're in a cooler climate and getting outdoors is becoming harder, or you are quite literally locked down and can't go outdoors, what could be done to bring the outdoors in? What could be done to bring in nature, grounding? It could be through foods, it could be through fresh foliage, it could be through salt water, it could be through having a beautiful candle that feels really grounding, that's burning and filling the room with a beautiful scent. We're really going to need to slow down in that week in particular that I'm talking about and just take stock. So there's kind of like this frantic energy, busy, 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 exciting, look at all the possibilities, everything's here. But the month is going to end in a different way to which it starts. And what Spirit wants us to know is don't be disheartened. And of course, that can feel really confronting. It's like getting your hopes up and then they're dashed. But we're being told they're not really being dashed. It might feel like it in that week or two. Remember, Spirit doesn't have a clock. They don't have a calendar. This is broadly speaking. But it's going to allow us to re-identify what we want, what is important to us, who is important to us, and as a people, what we will and will not put up with. So it's really interesting to kind of end the forecast on that note. But the message here is we're not victims. We're not powerless to this energy. And I would never want anyone to listen to these forecasts and hold them verbatim. You are the best determiner. You are the best predictor of what your experience is going to be. And the best predictor of your experience is actually the quality of your energy, your mindset, your emotional set point, and what is happening in your physical body. So in order to minimize any potential for that dip in late November, drink water, rest more, slow down, remain non-attached. Through that non-attachment, you'll actually see, I want to say, the golden nugget in all of this. But if you become flat like the energy, you'll miss it. And you'll miss that, this is an interesting picture. I don't know the name of the plant and I don't think it really matters, but there's a reference here from Spirit of a particular, I think it's a flower, maybe it's something like the Venus flytrap, I'm not sure, something like that, that basically flowers one night of a year or one night, you know, every couple of years. I don't know exactly what the real example here is, but there's a reference to that beautiful beginning, that beautiful blossoming is worth capturing, even if it is brief. And I think that's the point that Spirit's trying to make. It doesn't mean that it's then over forever. It just means enjoy what we've got while we've got it, because life will then continue on again. And in a year where there has been, for many, not much to celebrate, enjoy what is here in November while it is here. So it makes me very curious as to how this month is going to unfold. So like I've said, if you've never joined us for a guided gathering, I would so love for you to consider joining us. You receive some of the forecast in advance because the guided gathering is always on the last Tuesday of every month. But we also go into a practice. We go into a guided meditation and some energy work to help us integrate, to help us intuit, and to really feel into what those messages mean for us at an individual level. So we have just had a guided gathering, and the next one will be on the last Tuesday of November, which we will start to look ahead to the last month, and we'll be looking into December. I am also starting to work on the 2021 annual collective energy forecast. I have been doing these in some form or other for, at least 5 years, if not closer to like 8 years. I'm not really sure. I should look into that. But I am starting to feel into 2021, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of that with you on the podcast soon. We're also going to be sharing a lot more of it in the guided gathering, I'm hopeful, as we get closer to the time. But certainly this set free theme throughout the end of 2020 is preparing us for what is about to come in 2021. So even if this new beginning isn't quite taking hold just yet, don't lose faith. Something bigger and better is around the corner. All right, best of luck throughout the month, and I'm always happy to hear how you're finding the month and the energies, and so you can find me on socials and in the free Facebook group. I would love to hear how this pans out for you. Thanks for tuning in to not only another episode, but to tuning in to yourself. Spirit tells me those who find the Guided Collective podcast are awakening to their path and purpose and aligning to it by following their intuition. So if you're still listening, that's you. It's my mission to guide and support you along the way. You can start by joining the Guided Collective community via our free Facebook group. And be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode of the Guided Collective podcast.